And coming to you live from the heart of Bolito, it's Radio Life and Style. You're with me, Mike in the Morning, and about to kick off what I reckon is going to be a really cool regular rolling feature on the airwaves and, you know, on the podcast side of things as well. A deep dive into the dynamic world of golf and golf lifestyle. In the house with me, I've got two gentlemen who head up a really game-changing golf retail outlet, the House of Golf. The name kind of says it all, but to get the full perspective on this really hot brand on the golfing scene, I'd like to introduce my special guests, Mickey Huff and Warren Avery, the founders and partners who got this thing off the ground. And in the house with me, Mickey, how you doing today, my friend?
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Mike.
Great to have you. And alongside you, Warren, what's the word? How are you feeling today?
Good, thank you, Mike. Yeah, nice to be at the store and come having a chat with you.
We could be at the clubhouse. What is it, the 13th hole right now?
I think the 19th.
The 19th. You can tell. This is not my natural area of expertise, but I'm a fan of the idea of golf. And I think there's a lot of folks that like the idea. We have a number of highly regarded golfing estates on the Dolphin Coast. And once you start to get into it and start to experience what golf life is all about, and you understand why it's called the beautiful game. And it's so much more than just, you know, the clubs and the tees and the balls. There is a whole world and a whole lifestyle, a whole mindset that goes around golf. This is obviously why the brand House of Golf is doing what it's doing on the Dolphin Coast. It's plugging right into that. I think there's never been more interest and excitement in the dynamic world of golf. But for a complete newbie such as myself, looking to step out onto the green for the first time and to get kitted out with the right stuff and to start smartly segueing into playing the beautiful game, this is obviously the smartest place to start your golfing journey. But let's find out about your journey and getting this thing off the ground. And for those that don't already know a little bit about you, let's find out about your individual stories. Mickey, how did you first get sucked into this thing?
Yeah, so thanks, Mike. I was 13 years old. I grew up in Zimbabwe. And I got hooked playing with my dad. And I had one club with me. And I was in a bunker. I spent quite a few shots in the bunker. And then one popped out and it went in the hole. And I remember from that day I was hooked.
A jackpot.
And by the age of 16, I'd quit all other sports. I was a scratch handicap and just fully involved, just wanting to play professional golf.
For those that don't know the lingo or kind of have a very dodgy vocabulary when it comes to golf, what does a scratch handicap mean?
So when you start out, generally you've got a high, like an 18 handicap would be it's like an entry level. And then as you get better, your handicap drops down. Scratches like when you're shooting par on average. So that's pretty good. And then you can obviously go below scratch, which is where Warren spends most of his days. And that's when you go under par. So I then kind of went from there. We had a decision to make at the age of 18. I'd finished school and I went over to Australia. We got a business visa over there, so moved over across to Brisbane, and I went to a university over there where I studied golf and business, and then I came back to South Africa to turn pro and played a few seasons in South Africa, and then I went out to the UK and lived there for a couple of years and ran out of money.
This is the story of so many South Africans.
Yeah, and just in general golfers. You know, it's an expensive sport. It requires a lot of travel, and you've got to be very good to make it. So I ran out of money, and I went and caddied on the European tour.
Wow.
And that was some good times.
That must have been an experience and an education in itself.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you're 25 years old, you're traveling the world, you're in the biggest tournaments in the world, you're making some money. It was phenomenal.
Awesome.
I had a great season there. I did 3.5 years. won a couple times with Miguel Angel Jimenez, who's he was a 46-year-old long hair, cigar smoking, wine drinking, Ferrari driving character. So we had some fun with him, and yeah, then I had made enough money to go back and play again. So I came back out and played another 3 years on the Sunshine Tour. Ran out of money.
There's a pattern here.
Yeah. I got married. I got a real job. And yeah, I went. I started as the golf director at Mount Edgecombe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've lived in Australia. I've lived in England. I've lived in America. I've lived in Cape Town, Joburg. And when we moved to Durban, this was home for me. So, yeah, we've been here for just over 10 years, I'd say. Did 5 years at Mount Edgecombe. And then during COVID, I actually decided, you know, it's time to make a change. And I started the House of Golf as an online drop shipping business. Which was
something positive came out of COVID.
Yeah, I must say it was a game changer for me personally. You know, the golf industry, unfortunately, it's 7 days a week. As the golf director, you're there 6.5 days of the week. You start at 6 o'clock in the morning. You finish at 6 o'clock at night. So, it's a thankless job. But yeah, I made a lot of contacts from the industry, met a lot of people through the game, and I think that's one of the fundamental parts of the game. We've got friends all over the world, and then Warren approached me and said, I like what you're doing online, let's open a store.
And let's go brick and mortar, baby.
I said, well, you need some money for that. I got two kids. Anyway, we chatted back and forth about where was the best place to open. And Warren, being Mr. Bolito, was obviously driving that engine. And we looked at a few different places. Yeah, we ended up moving across to the Odyssey Mall. It's the Odyssey. Odyssey is actually a very popular name brand in golf.
So fortuitous. The stars seem to kind of align.
and we've been open there for 2 years. And we love it, you know. We work hard, but we have a lot of fun. We got great staff. We got a great offering. You know, I think it was a lot of fun building the store. You know, it wasn't something we've done before, so
it was an adventure in itself.
It was an absolute adventure, quite nerve wracking. But that's my story, I guess, in a nutshell.
Amazing. And listen, I want to pivot now to Warren to find out about your unique story and then how these two dovetail. Take me back to the beginning and your journey into the world of golf.
Yes, thank you, Mike. Very similar story to Mickey. Is I played a lot of sport at school, sort of started golf at the age of 13, was quite small at school, so rugby wasn't my thing, cricket was not my thing, rugby I was getting thrown around all over the place.
I have the same problem. Vertically challenged, what's the
word? That's the word, yeah. And my folks were very supportive with all sport that I played, and we made a decision to stop all sport and concentrate on golf. So I was very, very blessed to have a family that was so supportive. They drove me to the golf course every day, drove me all over South Africa playing tournaments. And I got to be, you know, we've explained how a scratch handicap is, and got to become a scratch handicap quite quickly, and fell in love with the game. I really did, and just wanted to work hard and wanted to be a professional golfer. That was the only thing I was going to do with my life, was to be a professional golfer. Business and school and homework wasn't my thing. And managed to get to quite a good level quite quickly. Played for South Africa just after school, and made a decision quite quickly to turn pro at the age of 20. And got quite lucky, managed to win a few tournaments and travel the world and become a professional golfer for over 20 years now.
Yeah, living the dream.
Living the dream, yeah. And
I think, let me jump in there for a sec. He's a modest man, this. He was a seriously good golfer. He still is. He won 7 times on the Sunshine Tour.
This is the thing. If you know a little about golf, the name will be familiar.
Yeah.
It carries some weight.
Yeah, so I do play it down a little bit. I managed to win 7 times. Like Mickey said, I had my European tour card a few times. Lucky enough, I lived in America for a while, Canada for a little bit, and was trying to find my feet on the world stage and, you know, playing all the tours around the world. And as Mickey explained, it's very expensive. So I had to also make a decision what tour I wanted to play and focus on one tour. Lucky enough, I was, you know, I got quite a few good sponsors as well as a professional golfer. I'm not going to name them, but they were very supportive of my career. And, you know, European tour was great, but as a South African, very expensive to play.
Sure.
I nearly got through on the European tour to hang around for a while. But again, just came back to South Africa, won a few more events, got married, had kids. So sort of had to focus on the family life a little bit more than my golf, which sort of went down towards the end of 2014, 2015, and wasn't getting any younger. So I had to also think about opportunities in business and future after golf, like most sportsmen have to think about. And again, like Mickey said, I got involved at Simbiti. I was lucky enough to be sports manager there for a couple of years.
Awesome.
Through COVID, and loved it. Made a lot of contacts, a lot of residents got to know them. I've been lucky enough to live there for the last 14 years. So a lot of those friends come and support us in the store. And then like Mickey said, you know, he also plays it down a bit. Good businessman, entrepreneur of the year for probably the last 4 or 5 years running on the PGA. He had this great business going through COVID, and I contacted him saying, you know, Belita, the Dolphin Coast, is missing a trick here. None of the big companies wanted to come out here. So I knew nothing about retail, to be honest. So it was a challenge getting it started. And I was lucky enough to have Mickey as a business partner that had the business background.
Amazing. So you guys have both brought your own complementary skill sets and perspectives together, launching this thing now, and the brick and mortar retail store that is House of Golf in Belito, 2 years down the line, going strong, and we're in this interesting neck of the woods, this interesting corner of the country, the booming Belito bubble, the Dolphin Coast, that it continues to attract tons of folk from all corners of the country semigrating here for a particular lifestyle. Obviously, the takeaway from the pandemic, a lot of folks have realized that you can kind of base yourself anywhere for a lot of work and you know, do a bit of commuting, but predominantly you can handle a lot of stuff remotely and online. And so if you can live and work from anywhere, why not live and work from the Dolphin Coast paradise with this year-round balmy endless summer that we kind of enjoy? And let's be honest, some of the most exciting and playable coastal courses that you're going to find anywhere in South Africa. And how's business going? I mean, give me the perspective, Mickey.
Yeah, you know, for a business that started with not much funding, we focused heavily on referral business. So making sure every customer got looked after. You know, our staff are brilliant. People come specifically to see staff, which is great. You know that they're building relationships with customers. And yeah, the business has grown. We've still run an online business, and it's growing month on month. We brought on Warren's nephew as a partner in the business as well, to run the e-com side.
Awesome.
And so that helps. You know, you have months in retail that go up and down, and you need to have a couple of other income streams. So we, yeah, the online's good. We wholesale to some other smaller courses in the area just to help them as well. And yeah, the retail store does nicely. You know, we have lots of repeat customers and new customers being referred all the time. So
there's no substitute for that word of mouth, you know.
Absolutely.
And the fact that you're so hands-on, so customer-focused, and so passionate about the underlying subject matter here. And it seems to me that between the two of you, the perspective that you've got on the golf market in South Africa is quite phenomenal. You've got a depth of knowledge and insight into the industry end to end, as you know, player facing, but you know, also from a business side, I'd love to focus on this aspect, this golf lifestyle aspect, and to do a bit of a golf cast, if you will. And I can't think of two dudes more sort of plugged in and more capable to give us that perspective and to sort of paint that picture and to sort of help us understand what the shape of this thing looks like right now in 2023 hitting, into 2024. And just how significant, how big is the market for golf lifestyle apparel kits, you name it, in your opinion, Warren, what would you say?
Yeah, Mike, like you said, the area has grown so much. I've seen it over the last 14 years. More and more people are moving down here from Joburg. I've seen more and more families start golf, but, you know, seeing it as a family sort of get together lifestyle. I'm seeing loads more women playing the game, lots of kids coming in and playing the game. And, you know, there's just so much potential, so much, I don't know what the word is, but I'm just seeing so many more people taking up the game of golf and enjoying it. You know, I do a lot of the club fitting in the shop, and I'm seeing more and more beginners that can hardly hold a club. And what I so love about my job is that it's not about fitting. I'm also assessing the guy's game. I'm helping them with their game. So a lot of my club fittings turn into lessons, and we build relationships and friendships like that. You know, a lot of kids are coming in and learning the game from us as well. So I'm really seeing a lot of growth in golf in the last 2 years.
That's definitely heartening. That's great to hear, because, you know, sometimes you look at a story and it seems like the fan base is kind of aging out, and, you know, they're not getting any younger. You're not bringing in that next generation, that next crop of sure. enthusiasts. And the fact that you're seeing that on a grassroots level, you know, like right on the shop floor, that's obviously indicative of a bigger trend, a bigger story. And there is this notion that, you know, golf is maybe seen as being kind of maybe slightly elitist or inaccessible and an expensive pastime to get stuck into. But then you look at other areas like, you know, mountain biking, for example, which seems to be having an immense boom at the moment as well, post COVID. And you look at what people spend on mountain bikes, and you realize, well, there's obviously an affluent market out there for leisure sports and activities. And do you think that's still a deterrent, Mickey, this kind of maybe outdated notion that that golf is kind of elitist and for the old boys club and, you know, not for everyone? I don't know.
I think there's been a lot of change in the industry. You know, I think golf courses have realized that they need to be more inclusive. They need to get more younger people coming through. They need to create activities that are family-based. You know, we all tell our wives that a round of golf takes 8 hours. you know, if you can have activities that, you know, the wife and kids can be involved in and they get hooked in, it's a good thing. And I think, you know, there's still, golf equipment is expensive. There's no, you know,
no two ways about it.
Yeah, it's all imported. It's all US dollar based. There's transport costs. There's a massive secondhand market for people getting into the game. And you know, just to go down to the driving range, and, you know, not everyone has to be a professional golfer.
And most people won't be, let's be honest.
Yeah, probably 99.9%. But so I think it's just creating activities that, you know, maybe you're playing 9 holes instead of 18 holes. You know, it's 2 hours out of your day. It's a good thing to do. And, you know, being outdoors, getting the fresh air, having a walk, hopefully. Otherwise, we just ride carts now.
There are so many aspects that I want to kind of wrap my brain around to understand how things have evolved. And you talk about the sort of shorter format, and that's obviously, that trend has informed golf course design in some respects. You know, you get these kind of short courses now, Simbiti being one of them, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Making it again less intimidating, you know, less of a time commitment. You can still have a good 2 hours out there, getting the blood pumping and taking in nature and socializing and connecting. Not forgetting that a lot of business is still done on the golf course, and that's a big part of its appeal, right?
Correct, absolutely. And I think you hit the nail on the head there. Simbiti, the executive course at Simbiti, you know, for 18 holes can get you can get around in 3.5 hours. And you know, I think a lot of beginner golfers and children are scared to go out on the golf course. And like Mickey said, that's where golf clubs need to understand and make it more accessible for beginners to come out and play. And I think a lot of the clubs, I know at our club, we had beginner ladies groups and junior groups. And I think most clubs are doing that now. And it's great because, you know, to get the guys onto the golf course is very difficult. They're all scared and they're nervous to go and play. And they just stick to the range. But I think that's where we're seeing the growth is people are getting onto the golf course, a lot of beginners, a lot of juniors. It's very exciting.
Look, I'm excited to tell the stories as well and to interface with some of these guys, some of your clients who are, you know, kind of in the early stages of discovering the many facets of the beautiful game and who are sort of early in their golfing journey, and then some of the guys on the other side who've been playing for years and years and getting their perspective on how things have evolved on the technology front, the product front. I mean, there's been, from what I can gather, some incredible innovation over the last like 20 years in all aspects of product design. I mean, you mentioned just how people get around the golf course, but I see now that there's even like golf bags that drive themselves using GPS and electric motors. So, from a golfing kit point of view and a sort of golf lifestyle and fashion point of view, there's a lot to explore. And then getting a perspective on at that high end, the professional level, what things are looking like, or how the game is being driven forward at the top end of the spectrum and how it's evolved. I mean, from when, I suppose, when Tiger Woods and Nike sort of started to really put this thing in the popular consciousness, golf has kind of never looked back from there. And now there's no denying that, all the big brands have got eyes on the golf market, you know, everyone from Puma to the really well-known golfing, you mentioned Titleist and Callaway and, you know, those sort of legacy golfing brands. But it's not just, it's not just this kind of segmented market now. It's like everyone's seeing dollar signs. They're seeing green in more ways than one. And I think it's a really dynamic and exciting lifestyle, active lifestyle area to be studying and to be looking at. And to be profiling how it's shaping. And we've got here on the Dolphin Coast, Zimbali Lakes is busy taking shape. I believe it's the only new course being constructed in the country. There are some that are being refurbed or redone, but they've taken a very interesting approach to what they're planning, and everything from the sort of special bent grass green that they're growing and rolling out, and their approach to a kind of playable course that incorporates lots of different elements. So, I mean, you guys have obviously played all the existing courses between here and Gauteng in the Western Cape. So we could also get your perspectives on ranking some of these. There's a lot of content to get through. I look forward to hopefully being able to get you guys back around a microphone on a regular basis to talking golf, giving folks a perspective on what the landscape is looking like, and also giving some heads up, some hot tips on products to look out for, what's fresh in store, good bets for newbies looking to get their first real foray into walking the green. And at the moment, is there anything getting you excited as far as what's in store at new arrivals on the House of Golf product front? Talk to me.
Yeah, the product markets, it normally works on a 2 year cycle, 1 or 2 year cycle with brands, new drivers, new irons. So there's always new stuff coming out. I mean, we just launched the new Titleist irons. Callaway have just launched the Paradigm, which has been very successful for us. And yeah, you know, we've got this mindset of give the customer the right product, don't sell them the latest one. So we generally driven by what the customer likes the look of and the feel of, and then we fit them according to that.
Then hopefully they come back, right?
Yeah, because we remain independent, we don't focus on specific brands. We have partners in the business, and we grow the business with them. So those customers, you know, Warren mentioned how he ends up giving the guys lessons in the Fitman studio. And when we started the business, I said to him, Warren, we need to sell some clubs. You can't keep giving lessons. And the amazing thing from that is that guy goes out and he tells 10 people, and we get 10 new customers. And then he comes back 6 months later wanting his new clubs. But Warren's taught him how to do something. And I think that house of golf has always been to create a family vibe where people can come in and they feel like they're welcome.
Brilliant. And if you're listening to this on the Dolphin Coast, if you're in and around Bolito and you want to experience the house of golf difference for yourself, and let's be honest, what I'm getting from this is that you guys are really an essential part of the DNA, the human factor that is a big point of difference. The fact that you are so knowledgeable and passionate and you go the extra mile and people are actually interfacing with you guys, and it's your baby. There's no substitute for getting into the actual store, House of Golf, based at the Odyssey shopping mall in Bolito. And it's a little bit of a destination. You know, it might be a little bit out of the your regular flow. So make the effort. Go check it out for yourself. You won't be disappointed. And if you're listening to us from further afield and you want to check out the online offering right now, what is the web portal? What's the smartest place to be looking at, Mickey or Warren?
Houseofgolf.co.za.
Simple as that.
Simple as that.
Bada bing, bada boom. any last thoughts or tips or words that you'd like to leave a listener, possibly a newbie, someone like me who is toying with the idea of taking that first plunge into getting fitted for a couple of clubs and to really start on ground zero, trying to understand the world of golf?
Yeah, I think, Mike, just don't be scared to come and have a chat with us. Come sit down. Let's have a look at your current set. Don't think that everything's so expensive. You know, there's starter sets right up to top of the range. I think just come and have a chat with us and let's discuss it and just start from there. You know, create that relationship and that's what it's all about for us at House of Golf.
Yeah, Warren does a golf assessment where he's not looking specifically at your clubs. He's looking at the full package. And he will often say, don't waste your money on clubs. Go and have a few lessons. Come back and see us, you know.
Like a Jedi master.
Yeah.
You're not quite ready.
Yeah. You know, we talk a lot about, you know, we can give you the right tools, but you actually have to do something about it. So yeah, that's true. I think the best thing is, you know, book a fit an assessment with Warren, and then you go from there.
I'm putting my name down now. Consider it booked. And at our next chat, I'd love to unpack what that experience is like. You know, popping in store, getting fitted, and kind of going through the intro with Warren. You're gonna have your work cut out for you, Warren. I got to tell you.
Maybe we can get a little video in there as well.
Ah, I like the sound. The show and tell. You see, we'll cover it both. And keep your ears peeled for part two of our golf cast, brought to you right here on Radio Life and Style. And you're with me, Mike Charles, normally Mike in the Morning. You might be listening to this podcast at an hour of your choosing. But my special guests in studio, the guys behind the House of Golf brand, Warren Avery and Mickey Huff. Check out houseofgolf.co.za like now, or get yourselves down to the Odyssey Mall in Bolito. Come and meet the guys and experience the House of Golf difference for yourself. Gents, I'll see you in store real soon. What do you say?
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having us.
Looking forward to it.
You heard it on 88 FM, Radio Life and Style.